It's our privilege today to get into culture. Take that pinky of yours. Put it in there because we're getting all cultural on you today. When's the last time you attended a musical, especially a Christian musical or one with a biblical flavor? Jonah the Musical is going to be on stage soon. And to tell us all about it is the executive producer for this production, Janay Buerta. Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, Janine. It's my privilege to come and chat to you today. Yes, I'm doing really well and super excited about our production coming up in almost less than a week. So we're very excited to bring this to the stage and to Pretoria's audience.
Okay, give me the history. Tell me where this came from originally and then how it ended up on your stage.
So one of our partners, so Dr. Dale calls our one of our partners decided to bring this production to us, You're Now the Musical. She and a friend co-wrote this for another church previously, and they just felt that it had such a great impact and such a great reach that they just had to bring it to the stage again. So we had the privilege of this beautiful musical and to just bring it alive again. So last year she brought the production, and obviously COVID intervened and just threw a ratchet in the works, and we had to revise it and just decided that we were going to wait until we could actually have a full audience to bring this production to life. So that was the backstory. Marista and Marika wrote this play. She actually, on the Silver Scarum Fiest, Marista won the New Director Award, so she's quite acclaimed. And Marika is an engineer that has a love for opera. And in Jonah, she actually sings Libiamo. So We're very excited about that. So that's the backstory.
Firstly, we've got to say thank you, Cyril Ramaphosa, for opening up the churches and the venues so that we can actually get going again.
Yes.
But then you also get these people dancing. You've got a great choreographer as well.
Yes, we're very excited. Larissa Bessa, she just won Star Starters on VIA. So she's our choreographer. We have a full dance party of nine dancers. There's eight girls and one guy dancing. They do four full sets. There's one duet that they're doing as well. We've got lifts. We've got rebounders, which is little trampolines going. Yes, it's a full show with dance numbers. It's all lights, camera, action. So yes, Larissa she's always been involved in Dr. Deo. Dance is her first love, and she does that full time as a dance teacher at Rhythm of Hope, which is a dance school affiliated with Dr. Deo. She did our choreography.
So this is not Jonah as we know it. If we go and read the Bible story, which is very interesting, I think they can make lots of movies on this, but you put on a completely different twist.
Yes. So Jonah is a young prophet that heard the message of God, but he's also a muso at heart. He loves music. He has a band with his brothers called Jonah's Brothers. Yes, and they perform all over, and they have their mom called Mama J, which loves them to bits. She and her son just tells her he has a passion and he has a mission in his heart, and he needs to go and tell the story to the city of Nineveh. And then he goes on his journey, but there's all kinds of twists to this plot. A girl called Tasha from Tarsus who catches his eye on an app called Finder because he has to find her. And so there's a twist, a romantic twist, which leads Jonah to Tarsus, or almost to Tarsus. And yes, the whale is a whale shark, and there's little kids that dances and teases Jonah in the belly of the beast, basically. And we've got cool sailors that does all kinds of dances. And yes, while you get to Nineveh, we have a king and queen that performs an opera. So yes, there's quite a bit of twists and turns, but the biblical references are quite on point, and all the really serious parts are almost quoted exactly like the Bible. But we've got history and modern aspects fused into each other to bring comedy to the stage and really a light twist but with the message of Jesus still integrated part of it.
Because that's the whole point, yes. Isn't it? Especially Doxadeo, you've got a mission to reach your city, and one of the yes. ways that you do so is through the arts. So that's the point of it all, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. We just released an Afrikaans album, and our heart is absolutely to reach the city through art, to spread the message of Jesus in such a way that you can invite your friends to come and watch a show and experience the message of Jesus in such a way. And it's such a privilege just to have this form to communicate through. Doxadeo, yes, it's absolutely, we've got a history of the arts in our campus, in Doxadeo as a whole. And we're quite excited. Alan Platt, our visionary leader, is actually going to attend our show on the Thursday night. So that's going to be a treat, absolutely. And yes, so it is the heart of Doxadeo. To reach the city through art and to change the culture of art and really reach those that are maybe like sent to the side through art, that to really get them into their hearts and the vision and like embrace them into the church community as well.
Because to do something like that, to redeem the arts, to actually put out something that has got a spiritual message but is done in such excellence that you can be proud of putting it out there right alongside anything that's not Christian. Because the perception many times is that if it's a Christian production, it'll be good. It'll be fine. But you don't expect real flashy Omar wordness about it, nah? So you literally redefining people's perceptions around that. And maybe you'd even have more really talented people getting involved in Christian production.
Yes, so we are, that's the level that we want to perform at always. It's not to produce something that is not to that same level. It's absolutely done to the level of excellence, not competing, but so that you can go to any other stage or state theater and come to our church and see the same quality. But it's showing people that even regular people have talent and that it can be discovered even in the church, on a church stage. And everybody in the show, they're part of our worship team that have done amazing work. And like I said, we've got opera singers, we've got, there's gospel songs, there's, we even have Under the Sea done in an Afrikaans, like with Afrikaans words. All the lyrics are rewritten in really cute, and all the lyrics are so, it really conveys the message so well. So it's really done in such a professional way that we're so proud of it. And it has such potential for growth. I'm excited to see where God takes this production.
Because what you just said, that sometimes, and that's been my experience of Doxadeo stuff that they do as well, is that you discover people as you go. You know, you don't have to be a professional to take part in anything that Doxadeo puts out. You literally, people who didn't even know that they really, really are good at this thing, found out a whole new aspect of themselves through this.
Yes. For instance, we have 3 medical students performing in the show. So they're actually 3rd and 4th year medical students. We have a stay-at-home mom, Karina, that does a, if you hear her voice, you're transported to another place. We've got Krishna, our lead, one of our leads. She's a teacher. We've got 3 engineering students. These are people that like have a passion and they are so good. They could have been performers if that's what they were called to be, but now they have a place that they can live out that side of them as well as be training for a professional career as well.
But you are an artist. You are in the arts. That gives you something in common with God, and it shows you stuff that other people don't see because you see through a creative eye. So do you experience that you see stuff that other people don't because it's who you are?
I see his creation in everything. I see his hand in the way that the clouds just cross over the sky, the way he creates and paints in life and in verse. I just see things created and how his picture comes to life. And I studied acting and I can see a biblical verse and just see it on a stage and how God can communicate through that. And yes, through movement, through dance, through which I've also studied, that is all just like I just see life through his eyes and that creative aspect. And it's such, it just, He's given me word about my life that it's different and that I see things differently, and he's ordained that and he loves that. And it's such a privilege. It's just, it's amazing to see things through his eyes, through his creative eyes. And that's another aspect of God that's, it's so amazing. And when you see that, yes, it just brings another definition to life.
So I am curious about something. Now, you were saying that you studied drama and you studied the music, the dancing at least. And sometimes when you're in that atmosphere where what you study and what you tested on is sometimes in conflict, like even the hypnosis or putting yourself in someone's shoes to be able to create that character, but it's done in a quite an unhealthy way even. Has your Christianity been tested, what you believe been tested, by being there and being confronted with these things?
It does get challenged. The creative arts, if you're not rooted in what you believe in, there is a way that it can be blown to a different direction. So yes, there's always that that challenge in the arts, and that's why I think Dr. Day wants to come into that area and like really redeem it. But personally, yes, I had challenges in that. Yes, so you do get challenged. But if you find yourself, if they want you to experience something else, hasn't God given you the ability to experience through testimony and through other people's lives, perhaps that same experience, rather than having to put yourself in a dark place, going to a place where he's already redeemed that, experience that and put that to life? So there's always a different way, and bringing that different perspective was always a privilege to me as well. It was a challenge changing people's minds sometimes, but I enjoy challenges. and like David, it wasn't always easy. Sometimes he had to be a warrior, and sometimes he could be the poet and the songwriter. So there's different aspects, and you always have to like just go what God tells you in that moment, and just, it's all about relationships. So if you stand in relationship with people, you have the ability to bring change wherever you go. And yes, that's how I bring change to those areas that I go into.
I'm going to remember that one. He needed to be a warrior, even though he was a poet and a musician as well. And then how did you end up at Dr. Deo?
So I was I worked at a makeup company, and I just asked God that I really wanted to be a city changer, which is what Dr. Deo calls people to be. And at some stage, one of my managers told me, you're going to have to start managing and stop preaching. And at that point, I realized that perhaps I was in the wrong industry. And then I prayed for it for a while and just received word from God that my season was to move to church. And I think we've got a mutual friend in JT. Asked me to join Dr. Deo at that stage, and there was a position available. So I started here as just as an assistant, and grew into my position as the arts ministry leader at Dr. Deo.
But it must be very fulfilling to now put on productions, to flow in what you studied and what you're good at, to be able to know when something is good or when it isn't because of your training and all, and then to put something on stage and to see the effect that it has.
It's amazing to see the transformation just in the actors' lives, how they experience God. We always, right before we do practices, we take 10 minutes and just share word, whatever God's put on someone's heart. And just to see how they've come, like their relationship with God grows, that's such a privilege to see. But then just to see how people embrace this whole process, how they're getting excited about it, that's such a joy. Yes, sometimes you need to tell people, you need to step it up. God wanted that excellence is a certain level, and we can get there. But there's also joy in seeing growth. So that's, I love it. Getting up in the morning is easy to do when you do what you love. And I'm currently like experiencing the ultimate level of doing what you love.
Well, if you're going to see life differently and you want to see something different, then maybe Jonah, you and I, the Masik Blaispel is something that you have to go see. Give us all the details. Where is it? When is it? How do we get the tickets? Everything.
So it is at our campus, Dr. Deo Brooklyn. We're situated in Brooklyn, Pretoria, in Anderson Street. The production is from 19 to 22 October. We're running 4 nights show. Doors open at 6 o'clock. It's a barnyard style in the sense that you can bring your own food in. enjoy some food from 6 to 7, 7 o'clock, lights on, shows on. We'll have an interval. It's a full hour and a half production. So that's from 7 to about 9:30 with a break included. Tickets are available on our website. It's www.doxadeo.org/Brooklyn. You'll find the Koop 'n Kaartjie button to buy your ticket there. So that's doxadeo.org/Brooklyn. And you'll find the tickets right at the top of the page. There you can book an online ticket that has a seat for you around a table that you get to meet great friends on the night. You can bring friends along or you can meet new friends. Yes, so the tickets are available on our website. And there'll be tickets on the night as well.
Okay, any number that they can call or maybe a Facebook page or something if just in general they need more information?
They can find it on Dr. Deo's Facebook page, Dr. Deo Brooklyn's Facebook page. I can give my numbers as well if they wanted to give me a call. It's 0822-955-632.
0822-955-632.
Yes. There you have 632.
It. Perfect. Thank you very much. I'm going to give you the opportunity. Now, normally you do a production. You've got this lot of audience right there in front of you. But today, because you're on radio, you've got hundreds of thousands of people. You've got their full attention. Share something that because of your life lived and your walk with Jesus, that you learned that you think can add to their lives as well.
I would say that stay true to that which God placed in your heart. Never waver from that one thing that He put into your heart. You are unique. What you do matters. We're all part of the body, and even the pinky finger is needed. So never underestimate the power you have in the kingdom. And wherever you go, have impact in your daily world. Never underestimate yourself. And just flourish in life because He loves you and you are empowered through Him.